Zog the Gemara Daf Tesvava Min Aleph, the second line. Gufa Om Ravidom Eshmuel. Yutches Gozru V'Yutches Nechleku. The Machloikus Beisham and Beishila was in 18 different places, and they remained in the Machloikus. For that day, at least, the Gemara is going to say. Frag the Gemara V'Tanya Hushvu. It says that they made up. Beishil came around and was maskim to Beishil. Beishil came around and was maskim to Beishamai. Zog the Gemara, Boi B'Yom Nechleku. That day itself, they remained strong-minded in the machlekes, ulamacha hushvu, and the next day they conceded, so to speak, and they agreed. Tosis brought this as a raya because the Gemara before had a kasha on Amud Beis that Shammai and Hillel, if we only find a machlekes in three places, and if you tell me that it's Shammai v'siata, so the 18 machlekes should be in more than three. So Tosis maybe say in three places the nechkuva omdu machlekusum uveshayut ches dvarim nechkul ulamacha hushvu. Maybe say that the other machlekes they agreed the next day. Zoktei says, no, that called a machloikas. If you were argued that same day, that's gufa called nechleku. Hush for the next day, that's called nechleku. So mele, that won't be a teretz. Akapon of the Gemara says that Shammai and Hillel, be Shammai and Beis Hillel, I mean, were yutches nechleku, over yutches hushvu was only the next day. There was 18 gzeres, they remained a machloikas, that's called a machloikas, be Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the hushvu was only the next day. So that was Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, who said it's 18. And Shammai Beis Hillel was a machloikas in three places. Only three, in Gan Shas. The remainder machloikas. Shammai Oimel Bikav Chala. Now this is Lagabe the Shir Chala. Shammai says that when is the Chiv of Vagisei Seichem? Of Chiv of Chala Midoraisa, that you have to take off Kemach and water, you have to take off Chala. Shammai says, Mikav Chala. When you have a Kav, a kav is 24 beisim. 24 beim is one kav. So when you have an amount, we're ruggled to say 5 pounds. But here the Gemara is going to say exactly the cheshbon of beim. So Shammai says it's 24 beim. That's how much a kav is. Because there are six beim in a lug, and there's four lug in a kav. So 4 times 6 is 24. So it ends up being, it's 24 beim. V'hiloimer mikavayim. Hillel says you have to have two kav. That means double. 48 beitzim. 48 beim is a shir chala according to Hillel. That's machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Chachomim oimrim, loike divreze. Halacha chachomim says loike divreze, but loike divreze. But rather, el kav mechzo. That means in between. Not 24 beim, not one kav, not two kavayim, not 48, but smack in the middle, which is 36. 36 beim, according to the chachomim, is the halacha of what Yechayv and Chiv of Chala. And that was the machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Now, 36 beim is 1.5 kav. Zog the Gemara, Mishi higdilu hamidois. Meaning, Zog Rashi, himidas tzipori sh'oit v'shtus al Yerushalmis, nimtzu avav lugin hey. That means the lug becomes larger. 6 lugin Yerushalmis is the same as 5 lugin tzipores. So once it was higdilu hamidois, so Memele this year, Chala changed too. Omru, Chamesh, the Beim at this point stayed the same, but the Lug became larger. So Omru, Chameshes, Revoim, Kemach, Chayovin, Bechala. 5 Revoim, Kemach, which is a Kav and a quarter, meaning not 1 Kav like Hillel said, 24 Beim, not 2 Kav like Shammai said, 48 Beim, not a Kav of Mechza like the Chachamim, but rather a kav and a reva, which is Rashi makes a cheshbon, which is 43.2 beim. That's the shear of chamesh rebaim kemach.
Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Oimer,
hey pturin. It's a little more than that. It's not 5 rebaim kemach, which is really a kav and a reva. 5 rebaim kemach means a kav and a quarter. Meaning before we had 3 cheshbonis, we had 1 kav, we had 2 kavayim, we had a kav and mechza. And Chomis say it's in between, it's kav and a quarter. 5 revoim kemach is 1 kav and a quarter, which is 43.2 beim. So, Zok Rabbi Yosi, it's a little more. It's hey pturim, 5 revoim, 5 revoim kemach is potter. Hey v'oit chayoven, need a little more over that. Akaponim, this is the machlok Shammai and Hillel, the gabe, the shir of chala. Kav or kavayim. V'idoch, that's one. V'idoch, what's the second machlok is? Hillel oimel, if you have a kosher mikvah of aboim so, then you can put in as much mayim shuvin as you want. But before it's a kosher mikvah, if you put in mayim shuvin, you can't be machshir a mikvah anymore. How much is the shear of mayim shuvin that's going to pass on the mikvah? Zog the Gemara, Mole hin mayim sh'uvim. A hin. What's a hin? A hin is the, is Rashi says, is yud beis lug. 12 lug is one hin. 12 lug ends up being three kavin. But 12 lug is a hin.
The Raven in Idius explains,
because the hin is the largest shear that we find in the Torah when it comes by Dovalach. As I'm going to be showing them, it's the largest shear that we find by Dovalach. Shemen Zai is hin. So since over here Maim Shuvin is a psul de rabbonon in a mikveh, so we went to Pasel by the largest shear that we find elsewhere in the Torah, which is a shear of a hin. So Hillel says that 12 lug, one hin, which is three kav, passels a mikveh if it has mayim shuvin in there before you put in aborim so. And because since the whole din of mayim shuvin passeling a mikveh is the rabbanon dekedin, so we found the largest shear that we find elsewhere midaraisa.
That's how the Ravid explains the reasoning.
Why? Zogdimo, why did he say a lashon of hin? Why did he say three kav? Why did he say 12 lug? What's hin? Yes, you find such a shear in the Torah called a hin. Shemazai is hin. Zogdimo, the reason why he said hin is Shechayev Odom Loima Beloshin Rabboi. Hillel's Rebbe, Shmai Vaftalion, said a lashon of hin. That's what they said. So because they said hin, so Mela, they followed the same path and they said the lashon of hin. Now, why did Shmai and Aftali and Gufa say hin? So that, we shouldn't explain, because that's the largest shear that we find in the Torah of Shemen Zayis hin. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Idius says a fascinating observation what took place. And he says as follows. And he says he has an Edus, he brings the Kabbalah that he has from his father, from his Rebbe, all the way going up to Shmai and Aftali, that since they were Geirim, Shmai Vavtalion, so they couldn't pronounce the letter hey. You know, like Goyim can't say ches, they couldn't say hey. So they said in. They couldn't say hin, they said in. Now, Yerushalayim, because I'm old, they say a instead of a hey. So they said in. And that's the reason why Hillel said the same Lashon. Hillel said Beloshon Rabbi. So he said, Meloy hin, Maim Shuvim, Poizm Samikva. Zok the Maratz Chiyas, B'shem the Goyim, a fascinating pshat. And he explains, he says, why did they say, Meloy hin maim shuvim poizm samikva? Why did they say a lashon of Meloy hin maim shuvim poizm samikva? What was the cheshbon of saying as in such a way?
What's the lashon of Meloy?
Why didn't they just say simple hin maim shuvim poizm samikva? Why did they say Meloy hin? Say hin maim shuvim.
So he explained, since the hey was pronounced as an aleph,
so if they would have said hin maim shuvim poizm samikva, it sounds like ein maim shuvim poizm samikva. And ein ma'im shuvim poizim is a mikveh is the wrong halacha, the opposite. Ma'im shuvim is pasul a mikveh. So they couldn't say that. So they couldn't say it, so they had to say meloy hin. Why did Hillel say it? Hillel said it because he had to say meloshen rabboi. He could have said ein ma'im shuvim, hin ma'im shuvim poizim is a mikveh. He didn't have a problem with the hein the aleph Hillel, but he said meloshen rabboi, so he said meloy hin. That's what the Gaon explains why it says meloy hin ma'im shuvim poizim is a mikveh, and what the Gemara means, shechayim meloy meloshen rabboi, instead of saying ein ma'im shuvim, hin ma'im shuvim poizm zamikva. Because Shmai had a problem by saying hin ma'im shuvim, because it sounds like ein ma'im shuvim. Ma'im shuvim passing a mikva is the rabbanon dekedin. Midaraisa, you have aborim so.
Doesn't matter.
They have just like ma'im shuvim doesn't make a difference if it comes in afterwards. You can put in 1,000 so of ma'im shuvim after. Rabbanon said no. After you could, but before you can't. So they pass the mikva. So they passed it with the large shear of a hin. Now that's Hillel Shita. Shammai argues. Shammai, I mean, there's a second machlokes. Tisha kavin, nine kavin, pasel the mikveh. Now, nine kavin is 36 lug, because three kavin is 12 lug, Rashi says, yud beis lug. So three times that, nine kavin is 36 lug. 36 lug, 9 kavin, pasal mikvah. What's the cheshbon of 9? So the Ravid and Edya says 9 is because we find a shear of tisha kavin, that's for a balkeri, someone who's a choyla, so we can take a tisha kavin, a dika shear. The Gaon says a tisha kavin is enough. So we see a shear of tisha kavin. So that's machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Chachomim oimrim, loy kediv hizeh, v'loy kediv hizeh. It's what's the shear? Achebo beis gadayim mishara ashba. Two weavers came from Shara Ashba, Shibushalayim. Ve'idu mishum shmai v'avtalim. They were made. What's the shear? Shloisha lugin mayim shuvin poismis hamikva. Three lugin of mayim shuvin pasal hamikva. Cheshbon is three lugin. Now, three lugin is the smallest shear that we find by a dovalach. Revius ahin. A revius ahin, a fourth of a hin we said is 12 lug, so a fourth of that is three lugin. That's shloisha lugin, mayim shuvin, poismis hamikva, which is the revius ahin that we find elsewhere, the smallest shear by a dovalach.
Only if it's less than 40.
Oh. If it's less than 40, so correct. So what's the shear that passes? Shloisha lugin ma'im shuvin, which is revi'a sahin. And revi'a sahin is a hin is 12 lug, so it ends up being gimel lugin ma'im shuvin, one quarter of yud beis lug, poison is a mikveh. Now, Rashi points out, very fascinating, that why does it say what their umnus was? They were weavers. Why does it say where they came from? To Gadayim, from Shara Ashba. Dr. Rashi, there's no anyone realized any person can be machriya halacha, and they were made b'shem shmai b'avtalin. That's the halacha. Who are they? They had the most pochus dika umnus. Ein cha umnus p'chusim igardi. Someone who is a weaver. Ein maminu lemin like koyin golav like melech. Gemara kedushin. Ein shar b'yushalayim pochus mishara ashbois. The shar that was the most, I guess, not bechovet dika shar was shara ashbois. And yet they were machriya in the edus of Chachmi Yisrael, and they all agreed that that was the halacha. Gimel lugam ayim shuvim poisim mikvah. So a person should never be menei himself from the Beis Medrash. Zog di gemara v'kiyum chachom es divreihem. So we have two cases already of Shmaya, of Shammai and Hillel, Hillel and Shammai. One is the gabi shir chala. Second is the gabi shir of mayim shuvim the pasal mikvah. V'idoch, what's the third machloikas? We said begimel mekoyim es nechaku. Shammai oyim kol anoshim dayin shaiton. A woman that didn't make a bedika and know her last bedika might have been good. And now she makes a bedika. And meanwhile, she touched truma. And now she makes a bedika and she sees that she's tmei nida. So how much you have to assume that she was a nida from when on? From how much back did she touch truma? Do you have to be certain for all the trumas that she touched? Meaning, from the shazri of eilach. Dayan shaiton, from henceforth word. Now I know. And the pshat is because she had a cheskas tayra. So mele you go with dayin shaitan. That's shama shita. V'hiloloimel mipkida lepkida. From whenever the last checking was. If the last checking was 2 weeks ago, so then you have to go till 2 weeks ago. And anything after that is tomei. V'afilu liyomim harbe. Chachom oimrim no. Loikidiv is ever loikidiv is there. You don't go not dayin shaitan henceforth. You don't go mipkida lepkida from whenever the last bdika was, even if it was yomim harbe. But rather, meaning 24-hour period, is the last pkida. You don't have to go more back than 24 hours. And if pkida lepkida, the last checking was within 24 hours, then you can be soimach on that. You don't have to go back to me'es le'es. You can go back to pkida lepkida. Now, obviously, it's agav. The Gemara over there says, this is poshet. Obviously, pkida lepkida me'es le'es. If you checked 8 hours ago, and it was good, there's no tzad you're going to say 24 hours ago, anything you touch is going to be tomei. But upon him, it's neither like Shammai, nor like Hillel, it's not dying shaitan, it's not mepkid lepkida, but it's me'ez le'ez, either if that's less than mepkid lepkida, or mepkid lepkida if that's less than me'ez le'ez. Zogti Gemoga, now the reason why we don't say like Shammai, the Cheskas Taira is because there's a Reisa, meaning the woman is bound to see on a monthly basis. So maybe that's good for the Reisa. So maybe the question is, how much do you go back till? Is it Pekida or is it Meis Leis? Zok de Gemara, you tell me there's only three places that they argued in Vesu Leika. Vo'iko, Hillel, Oime Lismoich, Vishamai Oime Shaloi Lismoich. When you bring a carbon on Yontif, we know that you're allowed a shechtan yontif, obviously. So when you bring a carbon, do you also do the maisa smicha on the animal before the shechita? So Hillel says you are soimich, Shammai says you're not soimich. And the machloikas is, the yisrael machloikas in the Gemara in Bei explains, is do you say take of l'smicha shechita? If you say take of l'smicha shechita, that just like the shechita is muta, on Yontif, so did a smicha too, because usually you're not allowed to be mishtamish balakhai. You're not allowed to touch an animal. Shema yachtach zmeri, you might ride the horse and then pull off a branch while you're riding it to whip it. So emela, if you hold tekel l'smicha shchita, so just a shchita is muta, the smicha has to be right before it's also muta. But if you hold tekel, you don't say tekel l'smicha shchita. Smicha could have been done erev Yontif, so then the smicha is not going to be doichi Yontif, and that's why Shama says shaloi l'smich. So zokti gemara vayikoy hilaloi melismach v'shama oim shaloi l'smich. So there's a fourth machlekes. Zokti gemara kikom ravuna hech the leka plukta the ravusa bahadayu. There is no previous machlekes. They are the only bapluktas. But mashenkein, this is an alta machlekes. This is an ikka plukta de ravosa. This is already a machlekes that we have already. The Nisim from Yosef and Yehazer until who were nechlak in this machlokes of lismach and not nismach. So Mamela Gemara Chagiga. So Mamela, it's not part of the calculation of the Gimel Mekoymes. Gimel Mekoymes is exclusively Shammai and Hillel. In fact, the Gemara, there's another case. Vayikra haboitza legat. Rashi explains if someone takes grapes in order to be doirich, in order to bring it to the press in the gat, in order to bring out the wine. So if a person brings out the grapes in order to make raisins. And there's mashke, that's yoytze mehem. So that mashke is not machshir. In order to have liquid, it has to be a liquid that you want. Not a liquid that you lo nichle. I don't want wine. I don't want liquid. I want raisins. So that mashke is lo nichle at all. Mashenka, when you're a boitzer legat, my intention is to be boitzer. Now it happens to be the grapes while I'm traveling and bringing it to the press, they are squeezing one another and some of the liquid juice emanates and protrudes and comes oozes out. So even though it's le'ibud, it might drip onto the floor, but lemaisa, that is enough to be considered b'chiyutan, it's huchshel l'kabatuma, because that now goes on the grape, so the grape is huchshel l'kabatuma, it has to have liquid. Any liquid doesn't need, but a food item needs liquid. So that's already considered huchshar. It's halach le'ibud, but the process that I'm in the midst of doing is to be, bring it legat, which is tzarech, to the gut, which is to bring out the juice. So any juice that comes out, that oozes, is ready hukshar. That's shamashita. No, at the end of the day, not just raisins is not hukshar, if you're planning to make raisins, but even when you're planning to make juice, since now it was loynichle, it was gholich ibut, it's not hukshar either.
That's you might come to use that.
And collect it. If you collect it, so then it would be used, so it goes even when it oozes out on its own and it's holich le'ibud. Oh, you might put something under there and collect it, so we made gzeira, anything that oozes out is hukshar. Zokti gomogha, so why is that not counted? Bar minei dahi, the hosom koshosik lehil l'shamay. That's not called a machloikas. That's just like we said, that if they were hushvu bar b'yoyim, that's not called a machloikas. Here, he was shoysik, Hillel was shoysik to Shammai, so he didn't even argue the same day. That's not considered a machloikas. Zagdrashi v'lo omad b'machusik k'detanyi b'pirkin oysa ayoyim oya Hillel kofuf. So it wasn't a machloikas oysa ayoyim. So that's not called one of the gimel mekoymas that they're pligi. Zagdu mo avayta yoysi ben yo'ezer ish tzreda. When we brought before the brisa of Shammai and Hillel, we first brought the earlier gzeres legabe tuma and eretz amim and klei zchuchis. You're telling me this takona, this gzera of tumas eretz amim was Yosi ben Yehazer? Well, rabbonon deshmanim shana gozur. This was a gzeira of Rabbonim Deshmanim Shana, which is Rabbonim before the destruction, before the Chum Beis HaMikdosh, 80 years, the Rabbonim that were reigning 80 years before the destruction. Why? Which is much later. It's not all the way from Yosi ben Yehazer. Why? The Omer Rav Kahana, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi turned ill, Sholcholoi Rabbi, Emelonu Beis V'Gimel Dvorim Shamaoto, Bishum Avicha, tell us, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, what you heard, Sholach lehem, he sent them, Kachom Abba, Kuf Peshona, Achlechor of Abayis, Poshamachos of Rishal Yisrael. 180 years before the Chum Beis HaMikdosh, the Romans already were Poshit, their Malchus, and they had a jurisdiction over Klal Yisrael. Peshona, 80 years till the Chum Abayis, Achlechor of Abayis, Gozru Tuma Leratz Amim. Chachomim wanted to be Megoyza things. They were Goyza 80 years before the Chum Abayis, Tuma Leratz Amim. One takona, va klei zchuchis, And on Kleis Chuch is that it's Tomei. Because Midrash says it's not Metame. Mem Shana, 40 years, Achechov, Abayis, Gol Sola Sanhedrin, V'yoshvala B'chanuyois. The Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozis. The place where they were donned in the Foshel was Lishkas HaGozis. The Sanhedrin of Ayin left the Lishkas HaGozis, and they went and the Yoshev B'chanuyois. Now the Chanuyois were also in the Har Abayis. But since it wasn't Somuch to the Shechina, the place of the Lishkas HaGozis, in order to dand in the Foshes, you have to be Somuch to the Shechina. You need the Shechina to be sure around you. That's what the Ritvon Avedizor explains. So Mele, they couldn't be done in the Foshes over there anymore. They weren't going to see the Maskona, the Gavid in the Foshes. But even though they're in the Azorah, even though they're in the Harabayas, that is not enough to be done. They have to be in Lishkas HaGozis specifically. So what's enough community that they were Goyla? This din. Lamai Hilchasa, Om Rabitzik Ba'avdimi Loima, Shloidonu Dine Knossos. They stop dining dinner crosses. Why can't you dan dinner crosses? Dinner crosses is not totally in Lishkas HaGozis. Eloheimo, shloi donu dinner nefoshes. Dinner nefoshes stop being done. And the reason it stopped being done because there was such an abundance of retzichas that they couldn't meet the punishments. So they had to be goyle from there in order to stop the dinner nefoshes. V'chiteimo. So akoponim itzakasha. You're telling me that it's Yoisi ben Yoeza. They were going to Tumal Eretz Ha'amim and Kleis Chuchis. Here it sits Rabbanon the Shmoinim Shono. Maybe say Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan Yishlaim were also in the same tkufa of the Shmoinim Shono before the Churban Abayis. Maybe Zok Demov Bechitem and Pei Shono Nami Inu Hava. So it's all one gzera. Zok Demov V'Tanya not Nishtazoi. Hill V'Shemoin Gamliel V'Shemoin Nogu Nisiuson. Bifnei Abayis, Meya Shono, they were Noyeg de Nesias 100 years before the Abayis, the last 100 years before the Churban Abayis. It started over the Nesias of Hillel, and then it followed through with Shimon, his son, and Gamliel, the Shimon, and Yosi ben Yehezer, Vili Yosi ben Yehezer, Yisrael, Yosi ben Yochanan, have a Kadma Tuva. So Rashi, they were before Hillel, Kamadoiras, they were 4 Doiras before Hillel. So it's way before 100 years, way before 80 years of the Tkuf of Kodim Chumen Abayis. So we see it's a much earlier Gzeira. That Gemara is going to answer. That's what we'll be We'll see tomorrow. Elo also inu gozra gusha lisroi v'aviv of leklum. We'll see soon why it's a different Gzeira. But the Gemara's kasha is that it can't be, it's not Yosi ben Yehezer, it's Rabbanon the Shmoinim Shono. And the Gemara is going to answer why you had to have 2 different Gzeiras. One of Yosi ben Yehezer, and why Abonim the Shmonim Shana were also Goyza in addition to that. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omelet.